70th of September 1971, Paul Cummings talked to Carl Laurel in his house, West 11th Street. I'd say house, apartment building.
Rent controlled.
It is?
That's a secret.
Tell anybody. Well, could you give me some background? Because the only things that I found out really started at School of American Craftsmen in Plymouth. But what about education and family? And where are you from? Some of that. Kind of.
Yeah, let's get that over with fast.
Start.
I was born in left at the tender age of 5 days. I was brought up in New England.
When were you born?
1912.
And you went to New England to where?
Worcester.
And you lived there forever and ever?
No. No, I left as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Since I was able to support myself.
But you went to what, primary school, high school?
Yeah, I went to primary through high school there.
Right.
And then 4.5 years in the Navy during the Second World War. Had the unfortunate opportunity to visit just about every little island you can imagine, which had been under different circumstances. And then when I came back, I went to college at Uppsala, which is over in East Orange, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. How'd you pick that college? And
it was a family school, it's a religious school. Mm-hmm. My family is all involved with religion.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a graduate and was on the board, and this is where you went.
Oh, I see.
So
the tradition.
So I took it for a couple of years and then decided that I didn't care about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they could take the religion and the works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was when I transferred to the School for American Craftsmen, which at that time was part of Alfred University in Alfred, New York.
Oh, it was for a while, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Actually, the School for American Craftsmen started out during the Second World War at Colby. And when the war was over, Colby no longer wanted to have anything to do with a co-educational school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why they moved to Alfred. And it stayed at Alfred for, I believe it was close to 5 years before it moved to Rochester and became part of Rochester Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into it, let me just ask a few other things. What did you do in the Navy, and how did you get in?
I was in communications. So I was aboard a tin can, a destroyer.
Radios and all that sort of
thing. Mm.
Did you pick the Navy, or were you drafted? Or?
Yes, I was drafted into the Army when the war, about 3 months after the war started, and I stayed in the Army. Oh, this gets on the record. I've had it. Stayed in for 3 months, and I was given a medical discharge because I told a lie, which they discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And then I enlisted in the Navy, and they didn't catch it. The reason I got in the medical until the day I was discharged from the Navy. So then I had to sign a paper that I could never hold them responsible, which was only fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I started with the Battle of Guadalcanal and went through the whole thing. And that's enough about the war.
One right after the other. Yeah. And you went to the university, did you have a particular major in mind, or interests, or were you just...
At Uppsala, I was strictly a liberal arts,
because
I did not know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite sure I was going into the art field, but just what aspect of it, I was not certain.
Mm-hmm. Did you have art interests at home before, or was it an outside interest? Or?
No, my family's not very art-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Music or literature? Or?
No. It was one of those things I got someplace and I've never been able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was interested in it from a kid,
mm-hmm.
but never encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And, I fell in love with somebody. And she was in the art world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to give her a lot of credit for this coming out. And I think this is one of the reasons we got together.
That makes a difference. You know.
Yeah.
So how was Uppsala then? You were there for